So the DA federal leader himself, obviously, an MP, John Steenhuisen, today visiting the Rahima Musa Mother and Child Hospital that we know has been suffering dire wastages for the past few weeks, patients' lives really at risk. Also, he's been out at the Hurst Hill City Power substation, which has really been affecting that area over the past few weeks. John Steenhuisen joining us now. Good afternoon to you, John. Thank you for your time. And what have you been seeing out in Joburg at Rahima Musa and Hurst Hill?
Good afternoon, Mandy. Good afternoon to the listeners. Well, it's obviously a story of decay, of lack of maintenance, and the obvious consequences of that. And it was very starkly portrayed this morning that a hospital, which should be on any given day a place where utmost sanitation is practiced and hygiene is practiced to spread the stop the spread of transmission of germs, but this is virtually impossible without water and without electricity. It's impossible to sluice operating rooms or rooms where medical procedures are taking place without water. In a pandemic environment, it's exacerbated incredibly because we all know that washing of hands and sanitizing is key to stopping the spread of COVID. Yeah, we're in the third wave, and many communities are without water and without electricity. Simply, dangerous situation. But what's also concerning is that, yes, every municipality will have outages from time to time. But it's a length of time that these outages are taking to be dealt with. For some people, it's days. Some people have had weeks on end without water and electricity. Clearly, there's a underlying problem here of massive infrastructure failure that is now starting to have real life consequences for people.
And we know also we've been reporting on it extensively here as well for weeks now. The fact that Gift of the Givers have had to come in and to assist with drilling boreholes at Rahima Musa, at Helen Joseph as well. Invariably, what happens here is the ANC may well point to the Democratic Alliance and say that during the DA's tenure, there wasn't maintenance. What would your response to that kind of accusation
be? They haven't done that. They haven't done that, and they wouldn't dare because we'll be able to produce the many, many kilometres of new cabling that were laid. There are many, many more substations that were rebuilt and rolled out. There was a huge advancement on infrastructure development. A lot of the underground services, where there was a major focus on, while the DA was in charge of the administration, that is virtually ground to a halt now. And it was, had that program been continued, I believe that we would have had substations that are able to deal with the more modern requirements of those substations. The one I was in today, it looks like it was installed in the 1940s and hasn't been upgraded ever since. That's why there's a weekly fire there. So I'm very happy to get into that debate with the ANC. It's not a debate that they're going to win.
We know that local government elections, of course, are coming up, we expect, in October. What would your pitch be to the residents of Joburg after seeing the infrastructure that you've seen today?
Well, I think it's, that we were able to make a unique pitch to them, that we don't have to come and make you promises. We can show you where we've been given the opportunity to govern, and particularly where we've been able to govern with our own majority, that we get things done. And, even I'm as critics and the media and analysts, you would have to say, like them or loathe them, the DA does get service delivery done. And it's not only the DA's, propaganda machine that would be saying that. Every single one of the independent reports that you pick up, whether it's the Auditor General, whether it's the Municipal IQ Index, whether it's the Ratings Africa ones that came out in the last fortnight, all of them show top-run municipalities in the country are DA-run municipalities. A good example up in Gauteng is Midvale. There's a DA-run municipality. Island of excellence in a sea of municipal collapse in Gauteng, being able to get things done. And I think that's what people need to get from a local government administration, as a party that can get the things done that need to be done, and not just talking about it, actually doing it.
And John Herman Mashaba, who was the DA's man in Joburg, he's now obviously the head of Action SA. He's making a real push to return as the mayor of Joburg. How worried is the DA about him?
I'm not worried about Herman Mashaba, and he's certainly not going to be the next mayor of Joburg. It's simply impossible. The numbers just aren't there to allow that to happen. The mayor is going to come from either the DA or the ANC, and that's essentially the choice that people are going to have to make. There's only one party in Gauteng that can take on the ANC, and that is the DA. We've got the people, we've got the votes, and we've got the reach across all those municipalities. So, what people need to be very careful about is, however, diluting the opposition vote and opening the back door for the ANC to take in. So the choice you're going to have at this next election in a place like Joburg is, do you want another 5 years of Jeff Mkhubo, or do you want change, and do you want people who can actually focus on getting things done? And I think that that is the stark choice that sits between that faces the people of Joburg in this next election.
John, thank you very much for your time. I appreciate it. John Steenhuisen, the DA federal leader. He's been out at the Rahima Moosa Hospital today, also at Hurst Hill. What are your thoughts on that, his comments about Herman Mashaba? Don't forget, of course, as well, I should have asked him, actually, about the fact that Gayton McKenzie and the Patriotic Alliance took a couple of wards off him in the local government elections as well. John Steenhuisen saying that he believes that the next mayor will come from the ANC or will come from the DA, making comments there about infrastructure as well. We'll continue that theme as we carry on.
Hi, Mandy. Please ask John Steenhuisen to come down the road to Bosmont Clinic. We've been sitting here in the queue for 3 hours, and as we get right to the front of the queue, they tell us they don't have any swabs. They can't do a simple count, how many swabs they've got in the morning, count the people that come in and do a cut-off. We've been sitting here for 3 hours in the sun, and we can't get tested. Totally unacceptable.